This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's been a busy day today, and it's going to be busier because we got another hour in front of us right now. With that said, next segment, we're going to have my friend Rob Pugh, who is running a ministry expo and conference on March 8th and 9th. He'll be up in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I want to cover some of the things that are vitally important for us to cover on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, again, it all falls to this. This is done by Lynn Taylor. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. UN education agenda continues to advance under Donald Trump. Okay? I don't know Lynn. I've never had a conversation with Lynn. And it's interesting to note, as a new contributor, that she's highlighting the things that people need to pay attention to. Now, under the UN education agenda, and as it continues to advance under Donald Trump, people need to understand that the agenda is going forward in every direction that the agenda needs to go forward, because, America, you have fallen to disobedience. You have departed from the living God, and therefore it's raining judgments in this country. As I said last weekend, corrupt politicians and tyrants cannot afford themselves, friends, to give themselves over to educated voters, to an educated population. They need to dummy them down. The way that you create slaves is you dummy them down. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that think you're really smart. You're smart people. And let me remind you of what Harriet Tubman, they called her the Black Moses, who was a former slave who went from plantation to plantation, liberating those that were willing to be liberated. Well, when she got done liberating other people that were willing to listen to the facts of the matter concerning other slaves during that time, she was asked, Mrs. Harriet Tubman, how many thousands of people have you freed? She said, I've freed thousands, but I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. See, this happens incrementally, friends. This is how, again, slaves are made. Their chains are forged when they turn away from the living God. And here we are in this country today dealing with such issues. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, UN education agenda continues to advance under Donald Trump. Folks, if you think things are bad now, can you imagine what it's going to be like in 10 more years and in 20 more years? What is it that you're leaving your posterity? You know, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught through government in the next, and here we are. Folks, they're teaching your kids in public schools concerning the United Nations agenda, earth worship. Okay, this is why they're warring against God. It's a war that we're all going to end up paying, friends, concerning the war that we're going to lose, because the Lord will not leave himself without a witness. And that's what history teaches us, right? Earth worship. They're teaching kids that they came from monkeys. No wonder why they act like they came from monkeys. Keep in mind that this is illegal to teach in public schools all the way up until 1968. Those that are old enough understand the George Washington farewell speech where religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Christianity. Okay? That's not taught in public schools anymore. That's warred against in public schools because the American people sat down in 1962, long before I was around, when they should have stood up. Well, they allowed the U.S. Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many. When they said, you know what, we can't have mandatory prayer in public schools anymore. We got to get rid of that God stuff. And then what came? Then the murder of the innocent in the womb. And then what came, friends? Now men can get married and women can get married. And now what came? Corruption in politics because it first started in the church. Hello. Hello, because the church failed to reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5, look what we're dealing with even now today, okay? Socialized medicine. Anybody paying attention to what's happening on their local levels? The government wants to come in now through the state and mandate you get vaccinations. No. Oh, no, you don't. Who delegated that authority to them to do such a thing? And how many other fronts, friends? Who has delegated that authority for them to implement that which is unconstitutional, therefore illegal? Your ignorance. That's it. Your ignorance. You know what else they're teaching people? World governments. Huh. Not the sovereignty of the United States of America. The light of the world. No, global government. This is what the UN education agenda is pushing forward and continuing to push forward and advance under Donald Trump. Okay? Animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. That's happening. Donald Trump signed the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. What do you think was in it? And it was under the guise of national security. Think about that one. Animal rights? Have you ever noticed that, folks, if there was an animal that was being abused on the side of the road, you know, the Bible tells us we're to be kind to our animals. I'm not advocating violence or cruelty to anybody or anything. But do you realize that if an animal was abused on the side of the road, it'd be on the front page of the paper here on the Communist Star, known as the Minneapolis Star and Tribune in Minnesota? But these are also the same papers advocating in educating through propaganda the young people that it's called a choice if they want to go ahead and kill their fruits, the fruit of their womb, the babies within their womb. Animal rights. It's totalitarianism, friends. That's what kind of government you're dealing with. And the media has been acting out in such a fashion in this country for decades, little by little, incrementally, through a siege, Deuteronomy 28. Redistribution of American wealth, I just said that. Contraception and reproductive health, legal adoptions. By the way, I watched a documentary the other day with Mike Wallace. It was in 1956 where he interviewed Margaret Sanger. And she was a devil, man. And you know what was interesting? Mike Wallace, he actually gave a good interview. And he says, you know, it's my understanding that as you were a child, you and your siblings were called the little devils of the community. She was also known as an antagonist to the church. And by the way, going back to what Mike Wallace said, the devils in the community, he didn't say it in tongue in cheek. He didn't say it with a gist or a little smile or a little giggle at the end of that. No, it was serious stuff. Why? Because the church held their media accountable during this time. But they want your kids to kill 2 and 3 times, Planned Parenthood does, because they're making millions and millions of dollars off of blood money. And your government is the one advocating it. And Donald Trump signed a bill fully funding Planned Parenthood back in 2018. Well, Bradley, I just heard he wants to cut it a little bit. Yeah, $60 million out of how many millions that he put into it? Yeah, he's doing it to give you a little, you know, a little high five. Look what I just got done doing. Yeah, but don't pay attention to what he did in 2018. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? Yep, it truly is. We think for ourselves here. We follow the Christ, period. Exclamation. 1-866-582-9933. I want to finish this, and I'm going to pull up Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News in just a second here, talking about the UN education agenda continuing to advance under Donald Trump, of course. I was just talking about contraception and reproductive health, Margaret Sanger and Mike Wallace during the last segment, how she was called, her and her siblings were called the devil, little devils of the community. And she was an antagonist to the church in America. And the American people rolled over in the face of those that meant to do the very things that they have done over the last how many decades in this country since 1973. Then there was debt forgiveness they're teaching to young people in school, to third world nations, which was just passed under the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill signed by Donald Trump. Adoption of the gay rights agenda. We just talked about last week how Donald Trump wants to decriminalize homosexuality on a global scale and how the homosexuals on a global scale are praising Donald Trump. And interestingly enough, elimination of the right to bear arms. We see that in 26 different states. We've had 55 new gun legislation. Unlawful, by the way. They're null and void if you know what the Constitution says. If you're willing to uphold the law, friends, they're null and void. But 55 new legislative acts incrementally disarming the American people. And Donald Trump's administration is responsible for banning gun stocks, And with that said, we have one more: setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. This is all a part of the UN agenda. How could this be, friends? How could this be? UN education agenda continuing to advance under Donald Trump. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's more information there for you. This all coming to you, yours truly, by Lynn Taylor. Never met her a day in my life. Never talked to her. She's a new contributor. And again, you need to pay attention to what's going on here, friends, because there's people that are willing to tell you, again, what the mainstream media is unwilling to tell you. With that said, we have the 2019 Wisconsin Christian News. The editor and owner, Rob Pugh, who has a conference coming up on March 8th and 9th of 2019 at a ministry expo. And without further ado, let's pull him up and let him tell us as to what's going on there. Who's going to be there? I want to know. Welcome to the show, Rob. How are you, my friend? Haven't talked to you in about a whole, 45 minutes?
More like a half hour, but that's, you know, who's counting?
I am.
Yeah, you got to count when you're on radio. Great points you just made. You know, whatever happened to drain the swamp? I'm still wondering. But yeah, thank you for having me on. It's a privilege to be with you, and I admire your ministry and your work and your program, and just thrilled that you're going to be able to join us at this conference. Yes, I publish the Wisconsin Christian News. We are a 48-page printed newspaper. We started in April of 2000, so we're coming up on our 20th year here in April. You know, when we started, there were probably about 120 Christian newspapers throughout North America. Today we are one of about 12 left, and we are really... You know, I hate to say it, but we're really the only one that isn't just poetry and recipes. So we're not politically correct. We get the truth out there, and it's alternative media that we do a lot of research. We put a lot of fact-checking into everything we publish, and it's information that you really can't get anywhere else. So, but every year, second weekend in March, we do a ministry expo and conference. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. The expo part includes, you know, a lot of different ministries and exhibits, so you'll have an opportunity to come and learn how you can get involved and participate, being salt and light in your communities by partnering with a lot of different ministries. So no matter whatever your gifts and skills and talents are, God has work for you to do for the kingdom. And this is your opportunity to get to learn about these ministries. But the conference part is, you know, I guess my favorite, because we have some of the most sought-after speakers in the whole country coming this year, and I am super excited about it. You're going to be one. Actually, we have you speaking on Friday night and Saturday. By the way, this is next weekend, March 8th and 9th. We also have Pastor Dan Fisher. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know who he is. He ran for governor of Oklahoma on a ticket of total abolition of abortion. He also does a program called the Black Robe Regiment. And, again, I'm sure Sons of Liberty people know what that is. Basically, it is he does a dramatic presentation of the Revolutionary War pastors who led their people out to fight tyranny. He's also bringing his mobile museum of Revolutionary War artifacts. So people are going to be able to, you know, see things that they normally would only see behind museum glass. Here you're going to be able to pick the stuff up, touch it, handle it, ask questions. It's going to be incredible experience. Dr. Mike Spalding of Soaring Eagle Radio. He's also a pastor in Lima, Ohio, and he's a soft-spoken guy, but you don't get to be a doctor without, you know, putting your time in. He knows his business, and he did one of the best presentations that I saw in my life probably last April, and we invited him to come, and so he's going to bring the word for us, along with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Pass the Salt Ministries. Sure, Coach is familiar to your audience. Coach is a former high school football coach who was sued by the ACLU for praying with his team before games. They basically settled that lawsuit out of court, and Coach is now coaching God's people. He leads them out to the streets. Basically, he makes disciples. You know, goes to abortion centers, pride parades. They also do mercy ministry, helping after with disaster relief after hurricanes and natural disasters. He's a powerful, dynamic speaker and a disciple maker. If you're wondering, you know, I get calls all the time. You know, I'm only one person. What world can I do about all this? Coach gives you the marching orders and plugs you in to get that, you know, use your gift, skills, and talents, and everybody can do something. So it's a wonderful network that Coach has established through Past Assault called the Salt and Light Brigade, and you will make lifelong like-minded believer friends by being a part of that. Coach also does a program called CoachDaveLive.com every weekday morning, starting at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. So come and meet Coach Dave in person. Also, we have Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report. This guy is phenomenal. He did an incredible presentation that I saw last year, and this year, he's actually going to be speaking on, he's also a private investigator. He's worked for the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and he's been on Fox News, CBC, and a lot of other national news outlets. He hosts the Hagman and Hagman Report every weekday evening at thehagmanreport.com. But his presentation is going to be really into his investigation of the deep state. And this is something that you're not going to want to miss, because he crosses all the T's and dots all the I's, and he's got the information to prove what he's talking about. So very important stuff that that we're dealing with. This is not a politically correct conference. You know, a lot of people are probably skeptical about a Christian conference. They got them all the time everywhere you go. This is not something you're going to be bored at. Last year we had people come from 30 different states, and we had people that weren't willing to give up their seats in between speakers. So
fighting over the seats, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we set up for 600 people. We're probably setting up for 700 this year. And
Where's this at, Rob?
We hold it in a public shopping mall, so we're able to reach not just Christians, we're not just preaching to the choir, but we're able to reach people in a public shopping mall, which in itself is kind of phenomenal in this day and age. But it is at the Marshfield Mall in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Marshfield is right in the dead center of the state of Wisconsin.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is on his way to Hanoi, Vietnam for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., tells Fox News he believes his father is going to do what he does best.
He's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Tuesday on a resolution aimed at blocking President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border.
To elect the executive branch get away with this assault on the Constitution, we would be delinquent in our duty to the oath of office that we take.
The bill is likely to pass in the Democratic-led House, but fail in the Republican-led Senate. The NTSB says a second body has been recovered after an Amazon Prime Air cargo jet nosedived into waters just off the Houston shore yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morning Star Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. And also jump over to the phone lines. We got two segments left, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking with Rob Pugh, 2019 Wisconsin Christian News. Ministry Expo and Conference, March 8th and 9th, 2019. Earnestly Contending for the Faith. This will be at the Marshfield Mall, 503 East Ives Street, Marshfield, Wisconsin, 503 East Ives Street, Marshfield, Wisconsin. Any questions? 715-486-8066, 715-486-8066. Without further ado, friends, I got some audio I want to play for you really quick. I told you I was going to be kind of shooting from the hip today and just covering a couple issues that are important. I first hit the UN agenda that's going forward under Donald Trump. He, as a matter of fact, he appointed a pro-UN agendist, friends, just so you understand, again, to those that have their eyes tightly closed, you need to wake them up. You need to open them up, and if I have to help you pry them open, I'll do just that. But the fact of the matter is you're being lied to, and the agenda is going forward. Now, another thing that we were going to talk about right here and now is ex-CNN reporter explains how they fake the news. Here's a brand new one coming from Sky News. Listen to this one. This is how you get your media, friends, your propaganda.
Six corporate giant conglomerates control nearly 90% of all media Americans consume. And let's be honest, the paradigm pushed by these outlets fits into a box that marginalizes radical thought and third-party voices. And there are far too many instances of establishment reporters either getting fired or resigning for speaking out against the editorial line of their network, or for simply going against their advertisers. Like in 1999, when two Fox reporters named Jane Aker and Steve Wilson attempted to air a story about the dangers of genetically modified bovine growth hormone. And they were subsequently blocked from airing the report because of threats from Monsanto. And then there's NBC's Peter Arnett, who was immediately fired for making critical commentary about the Iraq war on Iraqi television. A memo from management made it very clear the reason was because he, quote, put a difficult face on the public for NBC in a time of war. Moving on to MSNBC's Phil Donahue, a news host who had a 29-year run on national TV. He was also fired because of his open criticism of the Iraq invasion. As Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges so aptly said, that moment was a time that commercial television decided amassing corporate money and providing entertainment was its central mission. And then there's a woman named Andrea Seabrook, a former NPR reporter on the Hill who resigned in protest of impartiality. She came on Breaking the Set to tell me how fed up she was with essentially reprinting government press releases. She actually called the incestuous relationship between reporters and politicians on the Hill collusion. And most recently, there's CBS News investigator Cheryl Atkinson, who resigned out of her contract early, citing that she was frustrated with the network's bias and pressure from its corporate partners. After the dissent became viral, a former writer for the Democratic website Think Progress also wrote an article saying that he felt suffocating pressure reporting in D.C. and that his network would get berated with phone calls from the White House if he criticized the administration. This type of self-censorship is nothing new. It comes with the territory of working for any large media outlet funded by questionable entities. Except the difference with corporate media is that there are literally hundreds of conflicts of interest fueling their editorial lines. So we're here to go over a topic of censorship and truth in media. I'm joined now by investigative journalist and former CNN reporter Amber Lyon. Amazing to have you on, Amber.
Thank you, Abby, so much for having me. It's an honor.
So, Amber, you famously left CNN after working there for years, citing reasons of censorship. Can you talk about what happened with your documentary that you filmed in Bahrain for the network?
Yeah, we produced this documentary exposing that this Bahrain regime, the regime the United States had been supporting financially and with weapons, that this same regime was actually even using some of those weapons to torture and murder its people. And after we produced this documentary, we were told by CNN International that the documentary wasn't going to air. And we were given almost no explanation, Abby, as to why they chose not to air this documentary. And after further investigation, we found out that Bahrain was a paying customer at the network at CNN, that Bahrain and several other pro-United States regimes worldwide are actually paying CNN to produce positive content and fake documentaries about them, which I consider to be infomercials for dictators. And I think that CNN sprinkles this into their programming with little or no disclosure to viewers and their own journalists, and it's really defrauding viewers and really misleading people, Abby.
That is fascinating, Amber. What I find most interesting is that every time I talk about self-censorship to people like Piers Morgan or Bob Garfield on NPR, they are all shocked. They're like, what are you talking about? We never self-censor. I mean, do you think that this is a big issue in the press today?
It's a tremendously big issue, Abby. A lot of the muckraking journalists have actually had to leave the mainstream, including myself, because we just can't do our jobs on these networks because there is so much censorship. In 10 years of working in the mainstream, I was censored on stories at every single one of my jobs, whether that be to please corporate interests or the story was censored to please the United States government. So this is a chronic problem that's really destroying journalism in the United States, and people really need to understand when you're watching the mainstream media, you're not getting the accurate picture. A lot of the journalists have been turned into lapdogs versus watchdogs because that's what management wants.
Right. I mean, I was just mentioning two reporters that have basically said that they resigned because they were sick of reprinting government press releases. I mean, this is the way it works on the Hill here, Amber. I mean, as someone who's worked in the establishment media for so long, how would you say the editorial process works when people pitch stories they want to cover? I mean, do most journalists have that editorial freedom?
No, they don't. And I didn't have that when I was at CNN. And you're talking about that close, cozy relationship between Washington reporters and the U.S. government. While I was at CNN, I'd actually have other journalists at CNN write me and call me and ask me to amend my stories in favor of the U.S. government or government entities. They would call me on behalf of the U.S. government to change my stories, which I often refuse to do. But, I mean, that's just the nature of what's going on there. A lot of these journalists have cozy relationships with authorities that are very questionable. They're doing more propaganda than they are actually investigative journalism. And two, there's a message sent from the top down to journalists in these newsrooms as to what's appropriate to cover and what's not. Case in point, the Occupy movement. Almost instantly when the Occupy movement started, management made it seem like it was an annoying movement. Like viewers didn't want to see what was happening on the streets. Like they were just some, you know, hippies with no important message. And one executive at CNN, I was sitting down at dinner with him, actually told me that Occupy didn't deserve to be covered. And so when this is sent from the top down, this kind of message as to what you should be reporting on, it really influences what you end up seeing on the TV at the end of the day, Abby.
Again, that was Amber Lyon, who was being interviewed there on Sky News. And what that said, she said that she was ordered to report fake stories. This is CNN, okay? Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the administration and construct stories in specific manners while working for the communist organization, the left-wing network, as they called it. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. We know, in fact, friends, the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. It's the same thing that's happening today. It's the same thing that happened the last administration, the administration before that. And it's been going on for a long time in this country. And I want to remind people, it was interesting that she brought up the cozy relationship between basically the politicians and government workers and the media. That's where you have to shut the door. That's where they have to be held legally accountable for what they're advocating. It's propaganda, and that's illegal. You go back to Mussolini. You go back to Joseph Goebbels. You go back to Stalin. It was all pre-organized, friends, pre-scripted. What could be released? What couldn't be released? As a matter of fact, to the credit of the New York Times, of all people, back during the Obama administration, they said that, you know, nothing's released to the people until it's first vetted by the administration. That's dictatorship. That's dictatorial, friends. That's not lawful in this country. You know, and the reason I'm bringing this up today is because of all the things that I see being played out today. Is anybody bringing into the equation, friends, concerning what is legal and what's not legal? As to what's taking place in your country, do you have any reference to law? Oh, I'm sorry. I know that you've been told that there is no more law by the whores and the hirelings in the church. I understand that. They don't know what they're talking about. The law of truth is not in their mouth because they don't know the law. They don't know the Word of God because they don't know the Spirit of God, period. And again, it's the church's ultimate dereliction of duty concerning what's taking place in this country. But what we need in this country is we need a knowledge of our laws to enforce our laws unto judgment so we can establish righteousness and teach those that want to break the law the fear of God, that it might deter them from breaking the law. That's not what's happening here. You're allowing politicians and the CIA-controlled media to go ahead and advocate and tear away at law for their social agendas. And what I'm seeing across the boards is that's what keeps screaming out, America, what they're doing is illegal. It's illegal. It's illegal. How come they're not being held accountable? Because you don't feel that within yourself you can make a difference. Baloney. Dr. Udo Ufkat said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. If you know it's fake, why is it that you allow them to continuously sprinkle poison upon the minds of the people? That's illegal in this country. They don't have a right to break the law, okay? The media and their little useful idiots, the minions they use, are taught to lie to the people, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. Dr. Udo Ufkat said in ending, the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Why? And keep in mind what CIA Director William Casey said. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false. That's illegal, America. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to remind you, bringing about a brand new expose, ex-CNN reporter explains how they fake the news. How they're getting away with what they're getting away, friends, is incredible. I mean, people are getting sued for saying the wrong words, but the media can do whatever they want. During that audio piece, there's a cozy relationship between politicians in government officials, as they call themselves, friends, and that of the reporters. Oh, what do you think? They're going to put any truth to their news? Do you think they're going to put them in check? Do you actually think they're going to actually be the watchdogs in those particular situations? Absolutely not. They're doing their friends a favor, and they're getting paid to do it, to sell you out, America. You know, 47% of those that report the news believe adultery is okay. So you have demoralized the people, and then that begins the house of cards from the top to the bottom to fall. 76% see nothing wrong with homosexuality. 90% are for aborting a baby. 86% seldom or never attend church. Richard Salent, 1914 to 1933, he said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Folks, it's just incredible. So this isn't like brand new. And I know there's people out there, well, see, there's nothing we can do about it. Baloney. There's everything in the power we can, within our power we can do about it. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have, really? How come these people haven't been taken to court and put out of business? Walter Cronkite, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Herman Dismore said 1950 to 1960, the New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News, still shooting off his big lion mouth. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with, and they're getting away with this? They're only getting away with whatever you let them get away with, period.
That's exactly right. You know, I was just looking at the scripture verse, James 1:22, that says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." And when you look at the Sons of Liberty, and for what we're doing is, I was just telling someone the other day, you know, for Bradley, some people, when they have to do something, it's like the big chore. You know, it's something that they don't want to do. They dread having to go out there and actually get involved and preach the gospel and do what they're supposed to do. They'd rather just sit. Well, it's just the exact opposite over here. For us, it's more of a strain to have to sit for a minute before we go out again than it is to constantly be doing, which is what we want to be doing. It's interesting. I was just talking with Bradley about all the different events and things that we have scheduled and set up for even the month of March alone, and think, oh, how are we going to be able to do all this? It's just crazy busy from one thing after another, but that is our heart, to reach out to as many people as possible and to seek and save that which is lost. And we know that Rob was on the show today. He spoke about the expo and conference that we have coming up here on March 8th and 9th in Marshfield, Wisconsin. If you'd like more information on that, you can give our office a call at 1-866-233-0747. So that's one of the events. And then we're also looking like we're going to be in Florida here again, on top of being there actually last month. But we're going forward, and when we do our events, we're doing schools, universities, college campuses, expos, conferences, things with music. We are constantly being spent for the gospel's sake. And a lot of times we do these schools and events and assembly programs, people can only afford so much, and our hearts, like I always tell people, are to seek and save that which is lost. So that's our goal. So if that means that we have to come up with some of the funds to be able to get ourselves out there, or so on and so forth, we do that. And that's why we rely upon you, the faithful listeners of sonsoflibertyradio.com, to be able to help in supporting
that work. Case in point.
Yes.
Case in point. Just had this conversation no more than an hour ago. So there's a potential high school with 1,500 students in it, and they'll ask us what we require to actually come to their high school, and this would be in Florida. And that's going to cost us quite a bit of money to just go there and do the school. Now, because of all of the federal cuts, we have to raise the money, because less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go to the church go to the young people. We have to raise the money to go get those 1,500 students. Are they worth it? Absolutely they are. But you as the listener, please listen to what we're telling you. Without you supporting us, we can't go reach those 1,500 kids at that public high school. That's just the name of this game because of the young people that we're going to. If you're at the point where there's no reason why we'd want to reach these kids, look at them. They can all just go to H, as we've heard people say before. But the fact of the matter is, don't ever feel within yourselves, and don't drink the Kool-Aid, friends, that there's nothing you can do about it. When this particular situation comes before you, you have all the power in the world to help us reach those 1,500 kids in that public school.
You know, it's interesting, too.
And it looks like a green light at this point,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, too, is you talk with different people, and they'll say, well, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, asking for money. And I do agree. I'm sure there's many people out there seeking for funds. But you're not going to find a ministry such as ours.
Wait a second. And we're just shooting from the heart here. Right? Okay. We've seen churches raise money for kids, for guys that said they were going to go into public schools and they were going to raise up church leaders, and they never did one school.
Exactly.
And they have a brand new van. So we can see a misappropriation of promises concerning the funds that were given to these organizations. And by the way, we see it quite a bit.
It's never for outreach. It's always to keep it within the building for some reason or another. And it's important for you to understand, just like Stephanie was saying earlier, it's more of a crucifixion to sit than it is to do. We're doers of the word here, and we want to get to those kids the best way that we can, but we can't do it without your help.
That's right. And people say, well, you know, lots of people ask for money, so on and so forth. But you're not going to find, sincerely, another ministry that is preaching the truth, black and white, on these issues that people are afraid to speak out, one that's willing to literally travel hundreds and hundreds and thousands of miles. I think at the end, this is no joke, let's just be real here. At the end of 2017, for example, we were on the road literally at the end of the month, we're talking the month of November, December, I believe, for 150 hours, I think it was. So when you look at that and you think, oh my goodness, people are like, oh, well, I don't know if we want to have this program. It's 15 minutes away from where people live. I'm thinking, really, 15 minutes? That would be a hop, skip, and a jump. But the dedication level is there, where not only we're preaching and speaking and using music and also driving and all these different things that encompass our ministry to be able to reach as many people as possible. And I always say we cannot do that without everyone's support. It's like the body. The eye can't say it's more important than the nose or the tongue or the foot or the hand. You know, we all work this thing together with Christ is ahead of us. But for those of you who have listened to this program days in and days out, and you have seen the fruit of what the Lord has done through the ministry, whether you've been blessed at an event yourself, you've been convicted and inspired and motivated on this radio show, whether you get our newsletter or have heard Bradley's column, whether you're halfway across the world and you are hearing this right now, because we are in 53 countries as well, know that this is a work that you can support, and you can faithfully support it too as well. We have a program for our new listeners called the Sons and Daughters of Liberty, and what that is you give on a monthly basis. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the Spread the Word button. And on that button, it'll give you a brief little video, and it will share with you a little bit about our program, the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And then as you scroll down, you will see different levels of membership that you can choose from, or you can simply pick one that's good for you on your own. But as you faithfully give on a monthly basis, that helps to be able to catapult us out to seek and save that which is lost. And we're talking here, we're, 2 months so far into the new year, and already we're going to be being in Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, and then we're going to the East Coast, back to Florida. I mean, there's so many different things that are going on that you can't really halt the work. You just have to keep going. And when our heads are done spinning, we hope that they are face front as we go forward and continue to preach the gospel. So if you are listening and say, yes, you know what, I do want to support this ministry, and I have not been, please do. You can make a tax-deductible donation at sonsoflibertyradio.com. So please be a part of this work as we're all working this thing together with Christ on the head to reach as many people as possible, and that is our goal.
And we're not complaining about what we're tolerating. We're actually out there righting the wrongs, as we have said so many times. The young people, and it's not just the young people, the old people as well, are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Well, let's go do our jobs and see what the Lord won't do, because he promises he will do.
You know, and I was just talking with this lady on the East Coast and New Hampshire, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about, you know, rather than people who complain on Facebook about the problems and they throw out their different, you know, this, that, and about that, and they think it's a big joke, what are you actually doing? When it comes right down to it, you can listen to it, the message, you can agree with the message, but what are you physically putting into practice? And, you know, it's interesting because I believe that the more sincere soul cries out to God and says, Lord, what do you want me to do? The Lord's going to lay on your heart what it is that he wants you to pursue. And when a child of God is really born of the Spirit, you're not going to have to tell him what to do. He's going to be so lit that he's going to be ready to go out and do it. You have to kind of hold him back and say, wait, maybe you shouldn't go too fast. But you know what? We want to be doers of the word and not hearers only, turning talk radio into do radio. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and please support this work. We cannot do it without you.
Thank you, guys. Love you with our hearts. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.